mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this week, as all the others, blasted past us, but even faster. You knew it had to happen. I mean, I've made the joke many times that knives and baseball bats and blunt objects kill more people than guns do every year in the commission of crime or defense. And now a bunch of different doctors and officials in England are calling for banning butcher knives. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, ban butcher knives. And there have been cases in England where a man busts in and starts beating up a family, raping a man's wife in front of them. The husband gets out of his bonds where he's been tied up and stabs the intruder who has a gun. And the government says, you should have run. You're not allowed to stab and defend yourself. They want the people totally enslaved, worshiping the government with absolutely no freedom. And their crime rate, of course, has exploded since they banned all guns, what, about 7 years ago? Now the UK has the highest crime rate of any industrialized country. Whereas just 20 years ago, they had one of the lowest. Switzerland has the lowest crime rate. They're number 15 of the 15 industrialized countries. America is the second safest, number 14. England is number one. That's the UN's own study on numbers. Now, to be clear, the United States is the murder capital. There are more deaths here than any other industrialized country. But general crime compared to places like England is very low. Being knocked on the head, being mugged, being beat up, it goes on all over the place, right under the 4 million cameras in London. Hoodlums and hooligans, as they're called, run around just robbing and killing and raping. It's very, very serious, but there's not as much killing. But in all the other statistics, general crime, aggravated assault, things of that nature, they are numero uno. Now, of course, they file here in the United States all deaths by firearms into that statistic. And the largest portion of those are gangbangers killing each other. They count someone under 18 as a child. That's why they'll go, 55 children died last year from gunshot wounds. And then you look at the actual numbers, and it's, 40 of them were gangbangers. They weren't children at all. They had mustaches. But they also put into all those numbers cops shooting people, criminals, citizens shooting home invaders. I've looked at all the numbers we've had. The professor on, we've had a lot on. We've gone over it ad nauseum hundreds of times, but it's clear it needs to be done again. UK says ban long kitchen knives. This out of the BBC. Another article here out of the World Net Daily. UK docs say ban long kitchen knives. And then it's going to be everything, folks. They're going to have us with shaved heads in loincloths in giant compact cities in our little apartments with eating out of a dog dish that's attached to the floor. I mean, by the time they're done with us, forcibly drugged, drooling, worshiping our world government. A THX-1138 type scenario. We're going to go to break here in about 20 seconds. And when we get back, there's just so much news today. I'm going to cover it all. Believe me, there is just masses of it. And I'm going to go straight into it when we get back on the other side. So stay with us. You can check it all out at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, my friends. Thank you for joining us. Coming up on the three-day weekend. Hope you spend a lot of time with your family and enjoy yourselves and de-stress. Lord knows we need it in today's hectic world as things accelerate. Coming up a little bit later, we've got a Spanish expert joining us from Madrid on the Bilderberg Group, who got some amazing photos and has written some very powerful articles. He's an award-winning journalist, and he speaks pretty good English. He'll be joining us from Spain. We always like to have Jim Tucker on because he's the master at getting the information out into the people about what their agenda is going to be for the year, and it always turns out to be a very accurate forecast. And to give us some more intel on the Bilderberg Group, we'll have a Spanish journalist joining us a little bit later. And, of course, we'll have wide open phones today. Before I get into the call in England to ban knives in your home to chop up your food, your carrots and your tomatoes and your chicken breast, before we get into all of that news and more mainstream articles about Mexican commandos running around slaughtering police and citizens and border towns like Laredo getting almost no business and the economy starting to shut down. Before we get into all of that, there's a new Bushism that I learned of yesterday. A listener emailed it to Paul Watson from the White House's own website. They're quite proud of this new Bushism. They normally edit the transcripts and the videos, but they didn't in this case. No, it is Bush talking about catapulting the propaganda. You got to repeat it time and time again, he says, which, of course, Joseph Goebbels said. So let's go ahead and roll this clip from Bush in Rochester, New York, Tuesday, stumping for his so-called Social Security reform. Here it is.
Now, a personal savings account would be a part of a Social Security retirement system. It'd be a part of what you would have to retire when you reach retirement age. As I mentioned to you earlier, we're going to redesign the current system. If you've retired, you don't have anything to worry about. It's the third time I've said that. I'll probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
Yay!
But if you choose to have one of these accounts, to kind of catapult the propaganda, 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 to kind of catapult the propaganda.
All right. But, look, folks, I mean, this is the government with the fake Pat Tillman story, the fake Jessica Lynch story, the fake Niger uranium documents, the manufactured 12-year-old graduate student paper. This is the secret MI6 report. We know right where the WMDs are. They can kill us in 45 minutes. It's over. Run for the hills. Lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. But that's not one of his greatest Bushisms. I think the most powerful one was, we need to create chaos, you know, so we can create order out of the chaos. I mean, a total skull and bones Illuminati maxim. And by the way, we have the video of him saying that at the end of my American Dictators documentary. And it's also on the website. Of course, that might be dwarfed, now that I think about it, by things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship, just so long as I'm the dictator. You got that clip, don't you? What? Yeah, I want to play that dictator clip. Or the Order Out of Chaos clip. Either one is good. That is such a classic Illuminati maxim that, I mean, I even published a book called Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror in the New World Order that Paul Watson wrote. And this is how their base propaganda works, just flat-out lying, but they have other forms of propaganda. They'll come out with a national ID card that does nothing to stop illegal aliens. All Bush is calling for amnesty and saying the feds will pay for the states that are going bankrupt with all the free health care the illegal aliens get that citizens don't get, by the way. I mean, I have friends who can't get health care in life and death situations. You know, their parents have got to go basically mortgage the house for them to do it. That's the new America. But meanwhile, oh, this will stop illegals. And the left runs out and says, it's horrible. We're against it. It'll stop the precious illegal immigrants, the migrants. And then the conservatives go, oh, look, the left is against it. It must be good. Get behind Bush. But then when it comes time for a vote, 100-0 in the Senate. It was all smoke and mirrors. It was all a dog and pony show. It was all glamour and sparkle. But it wasn't diamonds, my friends. It was rhinestones. It was a fraud. And they do this over and over again. I mean, it's like, by creating a false debate, they capture the entire spectrum of discussion and then limit people's options. The Democrats have a horrible plan for Social Security. They're lying about Bush's plan. Frankly, when you get right down to it, Bush's plan is a little bit better than theirs. But it doesn't matter because they're going to loot those private accounts as well. So it's like stepping out of the frying pan into the oven. It's like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. So people have this big debate and they find out why Bush isn't lying. I mean, quite lying. The Democrats just want to keep looting the Social Security fund, just like the Republicans have been doing. And then Bush wants to basically have a payoff to some of his friends and decide where you can invest it. I mean, it is rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. But it gives the illusion that he's doing the right thing. And then on top of it, we've got other programs out there, other little manipulations and instances of subterfuge that are going on. I mean, take his judicial nominees. If someone has even attends the wrong church, has never even said they're against abortion, aborticide, infanticide, then the Democrats will not allow their confirmation to go forward. And then Bush's answer to that is, well, we'll just centralize control and knock out debate, and then you've destroyed one more tenuous thread of the separation of powers that are speed bumps put in there by the founding fathers to stop a dictatorship. But Christians go, well, we got to stop abortion, and I'm against abortion. I've fought against abortion. So you think, well, I mean, Bush needs to do this. But wait a minute. We look at Nixon and Reagan and Bush Sr. And the current Bush, who their judicial nominees are, who their appointees are. And the most liberal, socialistic, pro-abortion, anti-gun, pro-open border appointees are the people they put in. Seven of the nine current justices of the so-called liberal court were put in there by Republicans. So, I mean, let's get down to reality here. I mean, you take the judge that he's got up there now for a top federal judgeship. He's the attorney general who went after Judge Roy Moore in Alabama for the Ten Commandments. And for the left out there that wants to get rid of the Ten Commandments, come on, give me a break. Stop hating Christians so much. This is the foundation of the Magna Carta, of the Bill of Rights, of the Constitution, of the Declaration of Independence. I mean, they got Greek gods and everything else at all the other big courthouses and Masonic altars and obelisks. You don't have a problem with that. It's those Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not do all of these things. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Oh, boy, you don't want that at a courthouse. So there's example after example after example of this. And Alberto Gonzalez argued when he was on the Texas Supreme Court that 12-year-olds shouldn't have to tell their parents when they have an abortion. He argues for more than the assault weapons ban. He believes in more gun control in his heart. And it's example after example after example. So it's smoke and mirrors. Here's the dictator clip. Go ahead and roll it.
But that's okay. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Roll that again for people who might have missed it.
But that's okay. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
So this is the reality of what we're dealing with. All right. Your calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. UK doctors say ban long kitchen knives. Medical Journal report claims they serve no good purpose. Oh, it's time to ban long kitchen knives because they serve no good purpose except as weapons, write doctors in the British Medical Journal. The doctors, as part of their research into ways to reduce violence, say that they consulted with leading chefs who said long knives were not needed for cooking. Funny, I use them to cut bread all the time. I use them to cut large joints of meat occasionally when I have a bunch of family over. I've been sitting there in my kitchen at 1 in the morning gobbling something, and the alarm's gone off or something. It's happened a few times because a dog ran into the door or something. And my hand just jerks the butcher knife out. So, yes, indeed, it can be used to defend yourself. You don't have time to get to the instant access pistol safe, but gotta ban those, gotta restrict them. Well, already all over the United States, even in Texas, you get pulled over with your fishing tackle, even with a ice chest full of fish, filleted fish. I know people who go to jail who are on probation. Good old Korean War vet, one of them. The cops go, "That's your tackle box. I'm gonna search it." "Sure, go ahead, officer. Nothing to hide. I'm a veteran." "All right, get you up against the wall, put the handcuffs on." "Why?" "You got this knife. It's 9 inches long. Look at that. That's deadly. That's a danger to me. But sir, I just came back from the coast. I was fishing." "Well, you just tell that to the judge. I'm enforcing the law." I'm enforcing law, boy.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
Coming up, we got a Bilderberg Group expert who was there again this year joining us from Madrid, Spain. I had a call at the end of a TV show I did yesterday. I was sitting in for Texas Frontline, and this woman told me that she basically thinks all white people are racist, and she can't trust any white people, and that she's basically a La Reconquista. And I ran out of time. It was the end of the show, and she hung up. I wanted to get her number and have her on as a guest, because she really started crying, folks. So self-righteous. So ingrained in this victim mentality, And I mean, there I was on the show saying, on the broadcast saying, you know, I want everybody to work together. We're all against the New World Order. You know, we've got to fight the white supremacist and the Mexican supremacist and the... And she calls in and starts crying and she goes, I feel like you may be racist. I can't trust any white people. And she was so self-righteous. I mean, here she is saying she can't trust any white people. But I'm a racist. I mean, it's so transparent. And this is the mentality we're dealing with. And also, I want to play a George Goodell recording of The Child Roland of the Dark Tower Came by Robert Browning Jr. I read this poem when I was in high school, and then again in college, and then now, many years later, listening to it. You got to listen to it a few times to get it, but it's really about a quest against evil, against the New World Order. I mean, that's what I get from it. Very, very powerful. And so, I don't know, that's getting uploaded to the web here in Austin, so they can download it up there in Minnesota. So we'll probably have those, well, we should have those clips for you. And I tell you, I'm going to put out this travel advisory for the great folks at Genesis. I am so glad that John, running the broadcast, just so happened to find the 100-plus files of audio clips I play on this broadcast in the trash bin, in the computer, in the recycle bin. Someone had deleted it again. Folks, I spent years compiling clips, and it got flushed about a year ago. No, 2 years ago. Then I spent another year compiling, and it got flushed about 6 months ago. And now it got flushed again, and I am just ecstatic that it was found. Oh, over 100 clips. Very important part of this broadcast. And so I'm going to, seriously, whoever's doing that, if it's an accident, whatever, I'm going to skin you alive, figuratively, if you continue to erase my goodies. I mean, that's an important part of a radio show. I mean, you go on a radio station, not just a network, and, you know, going back in the old days, there are just hundreds of carts on the walls of different clips and different things, and now it's, you know, computers in the computer age, but we're backing up multiple copies of all these clips because I can't let this happen again, lose all my clips, because you can't find a lot of them again. UK doctors say ban long kitchen knives. Dr. Emma Hearn, a specialist registrar at the and D. Mike Beckett, an emergency machine and medicine consultant, contend in a paper that a short knife may cause a substantial superficial wound if used in an assault, but is unlikely to penetrate to inner organs, but a long blade piercing the body like cutting into a ripe melon. As if killers can't go out and, you know, use a sewing needle, use an ice pick, or can't, in an hour, manufacture the most deadly blade you can imagine just from a piece of sheet metal. I mean, in maximum security prisons, they can't keep people from getting shanks, basically ice picks. And so now they've gone to the British government. They've got these big medical establishments behind them, and they want to ban butcher knives and knives over, what is it, over 4 inches. And I just pointed out before the break, it's already like that, folks, especially in Williamson County. I mean, they know. Look, I know people that have lawn companies. You know, a guy who's got a lawn company, he's got like 5 employees. They all go out together and mow yards and trim backyards and things like that. And the tool is a machete. Folks, I know not one but 2 people who have been arrested with lawnmowers in the back of their truck, in the back of their trailer, because they have a machete. I mean, for that matter, I guess the cops could arrest them for the blade that's on the bottom of the lawnmower. And I know one old man who, last time I heard, had just pled guilty because they told him they'd send him to prison if he didn't, for like a couple of years of probation, and it's a big fat fine, I don't remember all the details, for a filleting knife in his tackle box with fish. Imagine being an old man riding home from the coast, bunch of fish, happy. Cop pulls you over, takes you to jail. It's already going on in America, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Coming up in about 57 minutes, we're going to have an expert on the Bilderberg Group that CNN now admits openly wants world government. And they admit, oh, it does really run things. Just out in the open now. He'll be joining us from Madrid, Spain, an award-winning journalist over there. And right now, I've got Glenn Spencer on with us because a peaceful pro-America rally was brutally assaulted yet again. The Mecha La Reconquistas have put out a report, an open call for food, people involved in food preparation and service at a immigration summit that's going to be held in Las Vegas this weekend. They've openly called for poisoning them. That's mainstream news. And I have the Dallas Morning News, the Brownsville paper, KVOA 4 Tucson. I have the Fox News piece from the border. There is almost no, in South Texas now, also in Arizona, almost no, I mean, this is on the news, almost no tourism, special forces troops trained by the U.S. government, and I believe working for the CIA and paid by them, are going around murdering in mass, hundreds of murders. Again, that's the mainstream news, but it never hits national news. And Glenn Spencer's been talking about this for years. The smuggling, the kidnapping, the murder. I mean, it is hell on earth. I've got this Fox News piece that I'm putting up on the web today from down the border where they admit they're killing cops, and it shows the dead cops getting loaded in cars but it never breaks on the national news. Over 100 murders in Texas alone by the Zetas. And, folks, these are hardcore Mexican commandos. U.S.-trained Mexican commandos pose threat to authorities, KVOA, for Tucson. And I have, again, like 5 new reports on this, but it's all regional. So to just cover the, and folks, these people, and the people that support them come out with huge banners with pictures of white people's heads cut off. They will beat old women in the head, black men, Hispanics, white men. They will throw bricks. They will assault federal officers. The federal officers are ordered, if there's a protest out front of a federal consulate, a federal building, they'll be ordered to stand down. It's admitted Bush is ordered to stand down with the Border Patrol. Folks, I'm not kidding. It's that bad. It is 5 towns in South Texas flying the Mexican flag, no English allowed in court proceedings, total bedlam, over 120 dead bodies dug up down on the Texas border who've been killed by these people on top of the 100 they killed last year. And yes, many of them killed in satanic rituals. Don't believe me? Just type in bodies found from satanic rituals, South Texas. Try a Boquias or Alamogordo. Well, the point is, let's just go ahead and go to our guest. Glenn, am I kidding when I throw all this out there?
Well, of course not. You know, you're not making it up. You're obviously getting it from a source, aren't you?
But, I mean, it sounds incredible. You live this.
You're reading news reports. You're reading reports. Pardon me for this noise. By the way, we have a Border Hawk mission ongoing right now. For those of you who have a computer or on your computers, you can go up to AmericanPatrol.com and then click on the camera page up there. AmericanPatrol.com.
You have a surveillance drone up there right now, scanning for illegals.
We're looking right at the border. We're tracking a Border Patrol vehicle. We think he's en route to try to pick some group up. We're going to try to get those on the screen as well. We're flying live right over the border right now with our unmanned aerial vehicle.
And your drone is also picking up the Border Patrol transmissions.
Well, I don't want to talk too much about that.
Well, I just know in the background earlier I was
hearing. Yeah, okay. I don't want to get into that too much.
Oh, I'm sorry. Glenn, I didn't know that.
No,
was
no. I mentioned it. I shouldn't have. That was my mistake.
Okay, I didn't know that was a classified operation.
Well, we're not supposed to rebroadcast anything, so there's a FCC regulation, so we don't do that, so we have to be very careful about what we say about the radios here.
I understand.
So, but we're right on the border right now. If you go on AmericanPatrol.com and click on you'll see it says a mission underway, and we're right in one of the heaviest traffic areas. We normally launch only when we suspect a group is in the area, but we launch because we're going to be on the radio. So we're not tracking a group right now, but we're just demonstrating what we can do.
Now,
so go ahead with your subject.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, we've got in California people being assaulted. We've got the illegals saying they're going to poison a Minutemen when they go to a hotel. I mean, this is terrorism. Give us the latest developments.
Well, you know, I don't want to be an alarmist. You know, that they came out, this Aslan group came out and said that this MS-13 gang would attack the Minutemen down here. We never published that because we don't trust those people. We don't think that they're reliable and that they're honest. So we didn't publish that, and it turns out, okay, we got a Border Patrol agent out of his vehicle right now after a group right here in a famous crossing space, and we're tracking them right now, and it's just amazing. We can see them down there. Of course, the Border Patrol could see them, but they don't fly their UAVs. They're supposed to, but they don't. But coming back to this, I'm not surprised at the attack on Jim Gilchrist down with Barbara Crow's group at Garden Grove. Of course, you know I've run probably more of these rallies than demonstrations than anybody.
Yeah,
in the
you've been assaulted. You've shot video as it's happening. But describe the latest event.
Well, it was at Barbara Crow's meeting in California. Jim Gilchrist, head of the Minuteman Project, was out there. He was there to really speak to the people and explain to what the Peaceful Minuteman Project was. And the opposition showed up, the Reconquistas showed up, and they were there to stop them.
And I talked to his office this morning, roughly 300 of them of the Santa Ana forces. What happened?
Well, what happened was began pelting the area. They broke windows. The police allowed them to come over and block the exit from the meeting hall. And Hal Netkin, who was trying to get out, and then they started pounding on his car right in the front of the police. They were standing right there. So he just moved his car ahead. And a couple of these people pretended like they were run over. Of course they weren't. And they arrested Hal Netkin. And these people were chanting, "Racist, racist, racist." I know Hal Netkin. He's a retired electrical engineer, graduate of UCLA. He is married to a former illegal alien from Mexico. And she looks very Mexican, kind of Indian. He has adopted children from Mexico. He is the furthest thing from a racist you can imagine. And he was arrested.
Well, sir, I have the video shot in 95, 96, 97, 98, 2000, where they beat old women in the head with 2x4s, blood splattering everywhere, and the police just stand there, and they have signs with pictures of white people's heads cut off. Who's the real racist?
And it's the police refuse to help. And I've been there. I have been injured personally. We had a rally when Roger Barnett came out about 5 years ago down on Wilshire Boulevard. And the opposition showed up. We had a permit, specially drafted permit, so that the sheriff could come in and protect us. They refused to show up. They refused to come. And it was an incredible... I stood up on the stage and I said, anybody who has a cell phone... Call 911 and ask the police to get out and get in and help us. They wouldn't come. They wouldn't come and help us.
Now, I was also talking to the Minutemen this morning. They said there was a lot of American flags burning.
Well, that's right. They burn American flags. In fact, we have one eyewitness who said that a Hispanic police officer came up to him and he said, "Don't show that flag. It'll just make him mad." He was talking about the American flag.
Folks, we didn't draw first blood. I mean, people run around with signs with white people's heads cut off. What do you expect us to do? You want to fight, you're going to get one.
Well, no, I will tell you, I know more about it. I've been at this before. You know, that any time you put up resistance, any time you represent a threat to their movement and their invasion, they're going to come after you. They're going to come after you physically and try to kill you. And America has to understand this. We are in a war that is about to turn hot. And it was a slow war. We've had the Cold War and the Hot War. This is the slow war. They just want to make it slow and gradual, like boiling a frog.
Okay? We're bringing it to a head.
That's right. And the opposition, they don't want this. They don't, you know, the brains behind these people, they don't want these people doing this. They know they're winning just by doing nothing except for invasion, you know. Just demographic warfare. They don't want this, but what happens is when the leadership, the hot pit leadership of the opposition, of the invaders, see that their invasion chances are being challenged and are at risk, they will not put up with any resistance. Believe me. They're not going to put up with it. You can pass laws. Their people are in power. I mean, we warned about Antonio Villaraigosa, didn't we? We warned about him, didn't we? Now, what does he do? He's on the Mexican newspapers now saying that his policies will be directed from Mexico City. Who warned about that? We did. Who told you that was going to happen? American Patrol. We said that 5 years ago.
Those that don't know, even 4th of July rallies where people... aren't even talking about illegal aliens, are being attacked now. They hate the American flag. They viciously burn it, and I'm not going to put up with it.
Well, I'll tell you, they will burn it. People don't understand. You just lost Los Angeles. It's gone. That's a Mexican city. That belongs to Mexico. They just took it back. And the only way you're going to get it back is to send federal troops in there. And what's the likelihood of our president doing that?
Yeah, he wants amnesty. It's being directed from Washington. Now, Glenn, I'm sure you're aware. You're in Arizona. You evacuated a few years ago from Los Angeles. You hit the ejection seat, and you've moved back there in the front. But I've got a stack of reports here of over 100 killings, Mexican special forces, Los Zetas, U.S.-trained Mexican commandos trained at the School of Americas, car bombings, machine gunning, killing federal, state, and local police.
These are terrorists of the highest order. They rival Al-Qaeda, and it's just a matter of time before they turn on us right across the border.
Well, just like Al-Qaeda, they're Al-Qaeda's. And this is all, folks, we're not kidding. I have the mainstream reports, a bunch of them, KVOA, Dallas Morning News, Brownsville paper, Fox News on the border, and down in Laredo, no one's going to the shops. The Mexican-Americans are moving out. They're saying, we're leaving. These people are taking over. Gangs are taking over. These Mexican troops control the gangs. They aren't some breakaway group. They're shooting at our Border Patrol. They're killing them. They're killing federal agents. They're kidnapping families. It's all happening, and the national news will not talk about it.
Well, yeah, they won't talk about it. They won't talk about what's going on in Los Angeles. They won't talk about the fact that a leading member of the Mexican separatist movement, MECHA, is now head of the second largest city in the United States. I mean, this is a disaster of biblical proportions.
Or the Attorney General.
What's that?
The Attorney General.
That's right. What you have is an attorney general who is part of this group. So
same thing with Aguilar. He's connected to these groups, the head of the Border Patrol.
Well, absolutely. Well, I don't know the connections between Aguilar and these groups. I have no, you know, I'm sure the evidence may be there. I don't have it. But been friendly toward them. I know he has met with them. But I don't have, you know, documentation that says he's a member. I don't have that. But all of the Grijalvas and the rest of these congressmen and so forth are all members, former members of MECHA.
And Grijalva, we've had him on. He's made, on this broadcast, he's made amazing racist statements.
Oh, yeah. Also, it's like Torres, all the rest of these guys. No, it's just a matter of, it's now, the die is cast. It's just a matter of time before widespread violence. You know, we had a situation yesterday where in Jefferson High School, another race riot between blacks and Hispanics shut the school down. I'll have that video up here in about 10 minutes. The school is being shut down.
I have another newscast from South Texas with that. Yeah. Why is it that the blacks and Hispanics seem to be at each other's throats more than whites and Hispanics?
Well, the Hispanics have put all the blacks out of work in Los Angeles. And they were the ones who were hurt most. There used to be a black mayor of Los Angeles. Now there's a Mexican. There used to be all the blacks had all of the high-paying janitorial and service jobs in the buildings in downtown Los Angeles. Now they're all held by Mexicans and Central Americans. When they marched through Los Angeles demanding higher pay for the Mexican janitors, who was leading them? Jesse Jackson. And he put all of his people out of work. I mean, this is incredible. Then the president of Mexico insults them with racist comments that the Mexicans are doing jobs not even the blacks would do.
Well, I got to bring this up. I mean, from the statistics I've seen, Hispanic Americans have been more hurt even than blacks.
Well, that's true, but after a while, the initial thrust, though, years ago, 15 or 20 years ago, it was the blacks, right? And then the next few waves, it was the Hispanics who are now there. But the first waves really knocked the blacks out of the box.
Now, Glenn, I had a call on the TV show yesterday, and this poor woman started crying, a Hispanic woman, saying, I don't trust any white people. I'm going to play the clip later. You know, basically, whites are all bad. And I said, lady, she said, you're a racist. And I said, lady, that what you just said is pure racism. Nobody's saying all Hispanics are bad. Nobody's saying all blacks are bad. I mean, I had plenty of blacks say racial things to me when I grew up in Dallas, but that doesn't mean black people are all racist. I mean, so it's like a self-righteous mentality, and they'll call you a racist as they stand there burning an American flag with a picture of a blonde-haired, blue-eyed person's head cut off. I mean, what's wrong with these people, Glenn?
Well, what's wrong is that they are invading the United States with hostile intent. They do not want you to know that. They do not want you to stop it. And the only thing that they can say The only defense, the only offensive weapon they have is to call you a racist.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, this woman believed it, Glenn. She was crying. She didn't know I'm the best friend she's got.
She believes it because all of the Spanish language media have told her that. Okay, all of their propaganda is based on that premise. But that's not surprising she believes it.
Well, then I said to her, I said, honey, I said, what did they do to you? People are going to hear this later. I said, there are white racists. I've protested the Klan many times. I said, what did they do to you, honey? And she said, they told me I had to learn English for my own. Well, of course, that's good. That makes you make more money. That's the world language.
No, that's not it. The thing is, if you watch the Spanish language media, if you listen to all of
we have a radio station in town called The Invaders.
Yeah. Well, that's why. And, of course, it's a false claim. And it's running pretty thin these days, even in the media. And the people beginning to understand that this is really a hostile invasion of the United States for political purposes, not just to find work. Work is an excuse.
And Washington wants it to drive down the wages and enslave us all. If you love your children, folks, you'll fight this.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Now get available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
By the way, folks, just type into Google Madam Morris Satanic rituals. You'll get Texas Monthly, AP, you name it. Over 100 bodies have been dug up where they grab college kids, cut their hearts out, torture them to death. I mean, that's just one of the wonderful things going on around here. I mean, it's so crazy, but I was talking to Glenn during the break. There was a WorldNet Daily report about one of these La Reconquista groups called Aslan. And, you know, putting out this report saying you're going to get Montezuma's revenge, you're going to get your food poisoned if you go to the Las Vegas, you know, kind of Minuteman conclave. And I agree with Glenn. I was talking to him during break. This is nothing but intimidation, folks. But they should, you know, even if it's just a few people that run that group, they should still get in trouble. I guarantee you. If I started saying, you know, somebody needs to poison somebody's political meeting, I would get in big trouble, and I should. Glenn, any comments on that?
Yeah, that information should be turned over to the FBI. But I've had a policy for years. I will not post anything from that Aslan group. As far as I know, in the research I've done, it represents three people. But doing so would suggest that this represents more than these three people, and I don't think that's journalistically honest.
Well, I think World Daily had a right to post what they said because, it does show a mentality.
Yeah, it does show a mentality, but what are they trying to do? They're trying to frighten people away from the meeting, and if there's no legitimate threat, I think it's
are you going to be at that Las Vegas meeting?
Yeah, you know, I told them 3 weeks ago that I couldn't go, so I have two of my guys going in my stead.
Okay, good. I'm sure it is all bark, but it just shows the mentality. Glenn, give folks your phone number and information that want to get involved or want to go to the website and look at these screenshots and video clips of us.
We got a beautiful shot of the Border Patrol agent chasing some key people right there on the border. Beautiful shot up there right now on AmericanPatrol.com.
And this just happened a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Do you see that right now?
I don't have a computer in the studio because I get distracted.
Okay. Anyway, if anybody can see it, it's a beautiful high-resolution picture of the Border Patrol guy getting out of his vehicle right there at the border in the San Pedro River. That's on AmericanPatrol.com, and you can link to it. American Border Patrol is a nonprofit corporation. You can donate to us, and we can send these airplanes all along the border. And we can be reached at 1-800-600-8642 or 1-800-600, spelling it out, voice. VOIC.
Now say it slower.
So, yeah, 1-800-600-VOICE, VOIC. You can print it, put the E in there.
1-800-600-VOICE.
That's correct.
AmericanBorderPatrol.com.
Or AmericanPatrol.com is the best link to go to. That goes through to American Border Patrol. And AmericanPatrol.com is approaching 12 million hits.
Well, that's good, Glenn, and I'm glad you're fighting the racism and fighting this Washington-controlled destruction of America, and God bless you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for all the updates. But I think it is important. I think World Net Daily did a good job, you know, quoting what they said. I mean, because, you know, the Aslan group's connected to Mecha and all the other groups, and I see the similar rhetoric coming out. And again, I never knew this was going on until I started just watching their own videos and reading their websites 7-8 years ago. And I'm like, man, this is bad. And I know most Hispanics aren't involved in this, but the media and the government gives aid and comfort to these groups and tries to set them up as the leaders because they want to control everybody. So if you're going to be free, I got to be free. And together we can fight this new world order. But that clip's coming up later. Of this poor lady who was so racist, or sounded racist, but didn't even know that you know what she was saying is textbook. You know, I don't trust any white people. You know, you're basically bad. I mean, what does that mean? Come on, let's all come together against the globalists, please, for our children's sake. Folks, my new film, Martial Law, is out, and it's available for order via Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a monthly subscription, 19 cents a day, a monthly subscription, 15 cents a day for a yearly subscription. Get 3 months for free with a yearly. That's what it comes out to. PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.com. Don't wait. Go read the rave reviews of this new film. It's my best work yet. And the next hour is going to be jam-packed with your calls, a ton of news, and in 30 minutes, a guest joining us from Madrid, Spain, on the Bilderberg Group. The Berkey.